Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Roosevelt, Arizona, which is in the mountains desert east of Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Phoenix is in a valley. There's a mountain range. If you go over that mountain range to the east, you'll find what's called Roosevelt Lake. And it's a large lake. Of all of the lakes and the reservoirs combined in Arizona, if every single lake was full and Roosevelt was empty, it'd be about 5% of the capacity. So Roosevelt, it says it's, you know, 80% full. That means it's like the whole entire system is 75% full. I mean, that's just, it's an enormous lake and the biggest reservoir here in Arizona that feeds the valley. Now, next to that, up in the mountains to the west of that, going up the east side of the slope of the mountain range that separates that area from the valley, the Phoenix area, is a canyons up here, and it's where Rivas Mountain School here is run by a guy named Peter Bigfoot that's been here for decades, got like the 80s, and that's a whole nother long story that Frank introduced me, Frank Tamburi from the True Up Report. You know, we years ago, like a decade ago, we come up here. Bob Anderson, that a good friend, he had been up here hiking before and so on, and it's very remote. And as we brought the Jeep back here, it was a lot further than I remember off of the road, because I'd been here like a decade ago. So we took our time today. Donna got to have a tour. Peter gave us, he's 82 years old now. Man, he'd kick your butt too. You know, the guy's got it going on. But the there's a bunch of chickens you may hear in the background, turkeys. They have large gardens, and they have a spring that runs through, and you got cactus everywhere. I mean, all around here, sorrel cactus and stuff. But you have this one itty-bitty stream that when it rains, it'd be a flood. Well, they have solar-powered everything and solar-powered well pump that takes it from the creek and puts it into a 9,000-gallon water tower, now, or tank that's on the ground that goes up, God, at least 20 feet or so. Well, that one is 9,000 gallons. During the summer when he's watering trees and plants, he goes through that tank twice a day. So we're talking like 20,000 gallons. Oh, my goodness, you need some water. But he's turned it into an oasis of learning also. Now, he knows a lot of botanicals that he plants here in the desert that he takes, and I guess he uses alcohol, uses moonshine, you know, and he makes tinctures. And that's how Dr. Frank knows him. It was classes that were done for medical students that come out and learn natural herbs and healing and so on, which he does classes on that too. Now, what has happened, I talked to Peter a little bit. We've been yakking it for hours, and it took us like 2.5 hours to get out here from the West Valley. And it was a beautiful drive. It's a great day of man, sorrel, cat, giant sorrels everywhere. Well, here in this little valley, you have trees. You know, it's 60, 70, 80 foot trees, you know, because you have water. So this was, it's very remote, very isolated, very, you got to know what you're doing or you're going to die. But he knows what he's doing. He's got a really nice place to live up here, but also has lots of students, interns, people that want to learn how to live off the land, people that want to make sure that they are healthy and understand about plants. And so Rivas Mountain School, I think that's what they call it, right?
School of Self-Reliance.
Rivas, R-E-E-V-I-S, I believe.
Correct.
Now, we'll include some pictures. Donna put just getting up here. You know, the canyons you go through and the river beds. Beautiful. You know, so you can take a look at what you're seeing. We just took these a couple hours ago, you know, these pictures that you're seeing here. So this is really unique. Now, the reason we're up here is Cobus is a gentleman from South Africa. Now, he came to America to land of milk and honey, because, you know, and then...
land of the free.
Well, he thought that. And then he found out, you know, maybe not so much. So we'll get to Cobus here in a little bit. But the reason is because we have a good friend that a lot of you may know in Colorado that one of his relatives had encouraged him to talk to Cobus about doing an invisible trust. You hear about trust all the time. Put this in a trust. So we've been researching that as we are getting ready to take possession, take ownership, purchase, here's the money, give me my, you know, my deed for land. And Donna and I were, you know, we're really getting a lot of pressure from a lot of the sellers that want to close deals before the end of the year. And I know why. Because at, you know, by the end of the year, all of a sudden, what are we going to find out? We're going to find out that the economics of this planet is going to go kapooey. And we've been sitting back waiting, oh, here we go. Well, do we wait? Do we get a chance of losing the properties that we want? Or do we kind of, this pile of assets is getting bigger than that pile of dirt. So, and then we'll make the exchange. But when we do the exchange, how will we take ownership and possession of the land? Well, you know, our good friend up in Colorado, he said, oh, you got to talk to this guy, Cobus, and he happens to be in Arizona. So we got, you know, text messaging back and forth or telegramming, you know, whatever. And he goes, yeah, we get him on the phone. He goes, yeah, I'm in this small town. It's called Roosevelt. I'm like, oh, okay, Lake Roosevelt over there is a little, you know, it's not much of a town, but, you know, I know about where you're at. And so you're kind of in Arizona. You're over the mountain over there a couple hours away. I mean, as a crow flies, not that far, but you got to drive around the mountain. So I'm going, and he started describing it. Yeah, guy that's up here. I'm going, you at Peter Bigfoot's place? You know, Reeves Bay goes, holy crap, you know him? You know, it's like, yeah, you know, some of us do. So we got to come up and visit with him, and he's 82. It's been a decade since I've seen him. He looks the same. I mean, you know, the guy got this you work hard, you thing going on. So what happened was, as I remember it, you know, we'll maybe we can bring in Peter. He's busy off doing stuff, and we can clarify this. But there was a group of, call them homesteaders now, but a lot of them back then, the zombie apocalypse of the Cold War between Russia and the U.S., and this is back in the oil embargoes, and the Moscow Olympics, you know, get boycotted by the Winter Olympics by the U.S., and Afghanistan gets invaded. And people are like, what? Man, we... You know, zombie apocalypse be a-coming, Armageddon be a-coming, so we need to find a place that we can ride this out, be healthy, outside of the radiation cloud, and, you know, be able to survive and be healthy, and that's where this place came in. So that had a lot of popularity at the time. A lot of people wanted to be up there. They started building, and then it became more of a school, and they got a lot of production, show you what they can do. and they're doing it. You know, they added solar. They got, you know, homes made of big, giant rocks. I'm like, how in the heck did you move these rocks, man? This is Egyptian stuff. You know, I'm like, what the heck? Well, I used to be stronger. You ain't that strong. I don't know if you had help with that one or a machine or something. But there's, you know, some of these buildings are here to stay forever. So it's been really interesting to see. Now he wants to protect it. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not sure what the details is. You know, Cobus can help us with that. But that's why Cobus is here. Now, he's from South Africa, and during the years of the apartheid police state, and he came to America to study computer science. He later got his bachelor's of computer science, and, you know, his anticipation of being, you know, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, and he became very disappointed. You know, pretty soon, you know, it took him a few years to discover that America was really just a slave plantation with willing slaves that are subjected to they, them, those. So as he started doing a little bit more research and everything, you know, he's finding, because from South Africa, you know, you have the tradition of common law. You know, that's, you know, you're going up against the crown, at least that used to be, and of course they beat that out of you, you know. But in America, he's going, well, maybe they know what it's like to, you know, be free, and none of this, you know, Freemason, Statenism, lying, cheating court system we ripped it off from you, you know, kind of thing. So then he's like, all right, well, now America's become the biggest police state on the planet. It has a high incarceration rate, and he wanted to, you know, learn what happened to America. So as he went on this discovery, he discovered private, non-statutory trusts and how it can protect you and your assets from they, then, those, and the man. So this is what he has been working on, and over time he created the web page. You'll find it in the description archive page here. Now, this show is, what is today? It is December 18th or 19th?
19th.
December 19th, 2023. So you go to that, or you look up Cobus, K-O-B-U-S, in our guest list in the archive, and you'll come to this show. Now, his webpage is theinvisibletrust.org, theinvisibletrust.org. Now, we are interested because how do we take possession? How do we, you know, list who the owner, not owner, trustee, what, all that stuff on our land that we wish to purchase? And, you know, how will we structure it? What will we call it? How would we, you know, enter in any relationship, if at all, with the man? So this is why we got Cobus up here, and it just happened to be he was in Arizona, and we were willing to make the effort to come up and show Donna, you know, the facility up here and what's going on, and to have a conversation with Cobus. All right, so I'm going to shut up, because I wanted to get all that in, because once he goes, you can't stop him, all right? It's kind of like me. So what we're going to do is turn it over to Cobus, fill in any gaps that I had here, and then what we're talking about, why this is important, and the biggest thing is how safe am I? You know, I'll just do it here. Well, Cobus said it was okay. Well, he's in South Africa, man. What the heck? You know, you're going to save me? You're going to come talk to the man for me? You know, how's this going to go? So that's what we're going to do. Cobus, welcome to the show. I'm glad we got to come up and visit with you and reconnect with Peter Bigfoot and his staff up here and so on. And how did you find out about Peter Bigfoot? What's he doing? He's in Arizona, like me. I want to be like Peter Bigfoot. What's he doing? So go ahead and explain what you're doing for him and how it might apply to us.
Thank you, Ernie. I appreciate your invite to be on your show. I'm very honored to be here. So, Peter Bigfoot, you know, I think COVID woke a lot of people up, and I think a lot of people realize, we're not free. And so everybody that's drawn to this whole freedom movement, right, and wanting to learn to live free, to be left alone, you know, if anybody's seen the movie the Free State of Jones, you all got to go watch that. And the famous speech done by
Matthew
McConaughey, exactly. The four or five points that he made in that speech should put chills up your spine. So Peter, guys like Peter and a lot of people that I meet all over the country, okay, we're all cut from the same cloth. We want to be left alone. And so, and I'm going to go into explaining to you guys why it is that you're being regulated and why you're being controlled. But so Peter was introduced to me by a mutual friend, and Peter was actually set up with a initially with a 501c3. We all know that a 501c3 is a tax exempt organization, but I call it an IRS church because that's exactly what it is. It's the IRS, you know, regulating and controlling your religious activities. Well, you know, that goes completely against the spirit of the First Amendment, that no law can exist respecting religion over another or prohibiting the free exercise of religion. So I'm not here today to kind of, you know, get you guys all religious or promoting a particular type of religion or whatever, but there's some benefits if you, you know, set yourself up with a religious trust. You know, if you ever encounter a judge in America and he's telling you to do something, guess what? One of the ways you can weasel out of it, you could just say, hey, that's against my religion. And that works really well because no judge or anybody can compel another person to do something that goes against your religion, conscience,
unless
and belief.
They want you to take a vaccination.
Well, you can say that's against my religion too. And,
no, and that's yeah. And there's a lot of, as a matter of fact, my youngest daughter is in a case right now on that very thing, and it looks like they're getting worried now. They're even asking all the tens of thousands of armed forces that. You know, you had to, because you wouldn't refuse to get vaccinated. Hey, you want to come back? It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we forgot. Being a Christian, you know, the audience knows that Don and I and our family are Christian. Hmm. And I was looking for, you know, we even looked at this before, is that if we wanted to go some kind of a trust or church status or something like that, you know, what would be the line? And I think it was Peter said it, and this is something I've used in the past, is that when they went to Christ and they go, this money right here, look at this here money.
Right.
You know, do you have to pay taxes? Are you a taxpayer? Are you a tax scofflaw, you know, to Christ? And he goes, I don't know. Well, show me this, you know, this money you're talking about.
They try to trap him to see if he's a tax evader.
Right.
Yeah.
So he shows the coin. And it had, well, it's got Caesar's face on it. It looks looks like his, you know, rendering to Caesar that which is Caesar's and God's God's. And then my question was, as a young man, you know, with a young family in church, and I go, is there anything not Caesar's? Because they're going to claim everything. They go, it's all ours, and, you know, here's your happy shot, and you'll own nothing, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm just like, you know, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Okay. Well, I'm saying I'm not Caesar's. You know,
correct.
My life, my liberty, my that is not Caesar's. I render unto Caesar, which is, you know what? I'm not using his money. You know, I'll do, you know, precious metals, freaking cords of wood, crypto, whatever. It's not his, okay? So that mindset right there, man, I take me a religious exemption. So I'm looking at that, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but I need them to define what is Caesar's. And they want to say everything.
Yeah,
so
see,
I want to say it's not. So now what?
Now, I have always known deep in my spirit that this body that was given to me by the divine creator, okay, belongs to me, and it was a gift to me. And so the fruit that this body produces does not belong to the IRS. It doesn't belong to Caesar. So how is it that they're able to lay a stake and lay a claim to get their share? And I figured it out. Firstly, we have to ask the question, well, what is a tax? Because Christ was confronted with the same question, are we supposed to pay tax? He didn't directly answer them. He first asked them the questions. Well, you know, whose face is on this coin? They said Caesar. It says, well, then render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, but render to God that which belongs to God. Well, does your body belong to Caesar? No, Caesar didn't create me. Okay, so how does the scam works? Well, guess what? Firstly, let's define what is a tax. A tax or an income tax is the usage fee or the royalty payment on the use of somebody else's property. Well, what property? My body, the fruit of my labor? No way. guess what, guys? I usually tell people, they're not taxing you. They're taxing the use of your commercial title, dummy. Your name on your name is not your name. That name on your driver's license and your passport, your ID, is not your name. That is not you. It's an artificial construct. And anything that you run through that title, through that name, well, you have to give to Caesar his share, because the government set that up upon your birth, okay? So they waited until your parents named you, and then they established a trust, which is very similar sounding in the name, but the problem in this country and around the world is that people are suffering from an identity crisis. So I would ask people, well, what's your full legal name? I'm going to use an example. They'll tell me, my name is John Henry Smith. I'm like, okay, there's the problem right there, because that's the name of a trust, okay? And so that's what they're taxing, is the use of John Henry Smith. Your name, my name is John Henry, but I'm of the family Smith. So anytime, whether it's in all caps or upper or lower, it doesn't matter. If you see the first, the middle, and the last name combined, or if you don't have a middle name, if it's just the first and the last name combined, that's the name of a Sestuque Trust. I'll spell that for you. C-E-S-T-U-I and then Q-U-E. To learn more about the Sestuque, you need to go back and do a Google search on the Sestuque Act of 1666. And when the Vatican created the trust and declared everybody lost at sea and or dead until the living man comes forth. So learn more about that. But the nature of the trust that the government created is also known as a constructive trust. Okay, and I encourage everybody to go pick up a copy of the Black's Law Legal Dictionary and look up the definition of words, guys. You'll be amazed at what you find there, and the words that you think mean things mean exactly the opposite.
Okay, I want to inject here a little bit, you know, give some credibility to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
As I went through a lot of my, I've been to the Ninth Circuit as my own attorney, oral argument before the Ninth Circuit. I've got 3 cases, Supreme Court in Arizona. I've dozen lawsuits. I'm just a butthead. I mean, when I was in the 90s, I wanted, one, make them make you. And make them say it.
Mm-hmm.
Say it! I mean, you know, I just wanted to make them say it. I wanted to understand. No, say it. Because a lot of times, it's just a hologram. They present these shadows on the cave wall and just kind of scare you. And, you know, and if you press back even a little bit, they go, damn it, he found out. I mean, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So when you start talking about, you know, I've heard all this before, the capital letter this and the trust that, and they use this as collateral.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant 7.5 magnitude earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. 4 deaths have been reported. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persists in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Box office numbers are out for New Year's weekend, and the two movies from last week have traded places. Wonka came in first, taking in $24 million. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom came in second with $19.5 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Or Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
This hour, Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Let's talk about your positive experiences using Dash. Dash has transaction fees that are less than 1 cent. Dash transactions are instant, irreversible, and are protected from 51% attacks by its chain locks technology. Dash is the world's first decentralized autonomous organization. BitRefill allows for discounted purchases at national retailers. We want to thank Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use. Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. We're talking to Copus J, the InvisibleTrust.org. The InvisibleTrust.org. Lots of great information on how you can maintain your privacy, your wealth, and your leave-me-aloneism. Let's continue listening in my conversation with Copus J, TheInvisibleTrust.org. Make them make you, and make them say it. Mm-hmm. Say it! I mean, you know, I just want to make them say it. I wanted to understand. No, say it. Because a lot of times, it's just a hologram. They present this these shadows on the cave wall and just kind of scare you. And, you know, and if you press back even a little bit, they go, damn it, he found out. I mean, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So when you start talking about, you know, I've heard all this before, the capital letter this and the trust that, and they use this as collateral for, you know, China to pay, you know, for treasury bills that, you know, we're all slaved and property on the plantation of the next guy that owns us, you know. So I understand all that. The thing is that I'm looking for things that they left open for they, them, those, the elite, you know, the connected. They know how to do it. Yeah, we can do it. We don't want the plebs to know, man. Don't tell the people because then they might do it, you know, that kind of thing. So a lot of times we kind of cross into that territory. Well, it was just, I want to remind the audience that we just did a show with David Webb on the book, The Taking, you know, The Great Taking. And it's all the preliminaries that were, he was a hedge fund manager that found out in 08 what was really going on, and that when the Great Reset happens and it all comes crashing down and the bankruptcies go and everything, anything that you have in any kind of financial interest with the government, you know, like your pension funds, your stock certificate, on and on and on and on and on, it's already gone. It's not yours. It's, you know, it's like a bank account. Well, it's kind of your money. You just can't use it now, you know. So yeah. It's you don't really have property, and they made sure of that in writing, ink on paper. In July of 08, 3 months before it crashed, I wrote an article, The Greatest Depression, Why We're So Screwed, you know, or Why We're So Screwed, The Coming Greatest Depression. And in that article, I wrote exactly what he was talking about. I said, I can see here, it's called this is a long story. But the point was, is I could see that they changed definition and they added little bits of ink on paper that it's not yours now, and it's theirs, and you'll own nothing, and here's your happy shot, okay? So I could see exactly what you're talking about, what they were doing to take all our wealth, but it's also, you're finding out, it's you. You are collateral for them to, you know, borrow money from China or something. So as you start to realize that all this paper stuff has been for they, them, those to enrich themselves again, just like they've done periodically over time. And this trust thing is how they're doing it. You know, and right. And there's a mechanism by which we can protect ourselves that yep. We can go, okay, we figured out the game, you know, we'll do this. So it's not as crazy to me as it is to a lot of people because I've done enough shows, I've done enough research, I've had it beaten into my head by people just like you trying to convince me, this is what you got to do, you know, and you should, and you got it, and if you don't, you're a moron, you know, kind of thing. So right before I'm making the biggest purchase of my life, we're going to be paying cash for land and then building on ourselves. I'm 62, you know, Donna is, I don't know, whatever, 61, 62, she's, sometimes we're the same age. But so what happens is now with our 4 kids and 12 grandkids in the valley, why are you living in Arizona, Ernie? Because that's where my grandkids are. And just get over it, you know. That's what's going to happen. So as we're getting ready to take this, I want it of my life's work.
Protected.
Yeah, it's mine.
Exactly.
I'm not doing this for you, piece of... Ugh. So as I go further and further into this, you can see that the paperwork, the filing with the county, the insuring of it, the, you know, title research of it. God forbid you do financing, then you're totally screwed. But if you, you know, you do this, am I able to take this property and it's mine, not theirs, definitely not theirs, mine, and not theirs because it's mine. You know, so this is why, and I know that there are hoops, there are classifications, there are taxes, there's jurisdictions, there's venues, there's all kinds of stuff to screw me. And I don't want to go in blind, especially after all this time, that I have had so much evidence, so many stories, people like you, that, but I didn't really have the opportunity. But now, as I'm going to do it, why the hell do I want to believe Cobus when you're going to be in South Africa or you got a home in Croatia or you've got, I'm like, hey, yo, man, over here, I'm kind of, you know, this sucks. You know, what are you going to do for me? So I need to have a fuller understanding of what you're talking about.
Okay.
And how these trusts, you don't have to convince me that they exist. You don't have to convince me that they're using them against me. I got tons of evidence of that. But I need to make sure that, one, it's legal, that we're doing it correctly, that we're defining it correctly, you fill it out correctly, that, you know, is there something else I got to do before? You know, is there some way I got to be, you know, before I, you know, sign these documents, all of a sudden I got to change everything. You know, I got to go do my driver's license different. Driver's license? You got a driver's license, you communist? I mean, you know, I understand, okay? I've heard this all before. But now I'm ready to do it. So you got to convince me and the audience that I'm, you know, I'm not, you know, jumping out of the frying pan into the fire.
Definitely. Okay? And that's why I have to lay the foundation first and get people to understand first and foremost that your commercial title that you use in commerce is not you. It doesn't belong to you. It's a fiction. It's an artificial construct. More importantly, it's a United States trust account. And if it's a United States trust account, guys, it doesn't belong to you. That means anything that you put in that person's name does not belong to you. You have to go read Senate Document 43 that all property is within the state. So you don't really truly own your land. You only have legal title to it. They have inequitable thought.
What does that mean? See, that's one thing in the stock. They were saying stock certificates used to be, for 400 years, was property. You know, if your broker went bankrupt, mm-hmm. they gave you back your certificate, yours. Now it's like, well, you had beneficiary interest in it. You had, you know, this kind of lower down the totem pole of they got paid before you kind of thing, you know. So this is, and they just did it with a stroke of a pen. Mm-hmm. So I need to know when you say this kind of stuff,
yeah.
I need to be on the top of the list. And as a bank account, you've got to have a bank account. But if you're doing any kind of commerce, I need to do it in such a way that I've haven't agreed to be their slave from the beginning.
Well, again, like I said, your legal title, when you say I own my house and I own my car, well, who owns it? It's that your first, middle, last name, which is a trust account, which is a United States trust account, that is the entity that owns it. And you think that that's you, but it's not you. So that's why we get away, Rockefeller's famous words, own nothing but control it all. You don't want anything in that your name because your name is not your name. This is why we set up a totally separate trust with a totally different identity. It's got nothing to do with you. Okay, it's gonna have its own EIN number for banking purposes. But we're going to call the trust something along the lines of
health. Right. EIN number is a identification number for the paying taxes or whatever, which is usually a Social Security number.
Yeah, exactly. excuse me. Persons have Social Security numbers. So if you want a corporation, you need to get an EIN for the corporation. Or in the case of a trust, you get an EIN for the trust. So it has its own identity, okay? So it's got nothing to do with you. So, forget about the driver's license and all that stuff right now. It's very important that all of you need to look into at some point change your status, because it's very important, because the government and the courts automatically assume that you are that trust name. So you are considered the trust, okay, known as John Henry Smith, that first, middle, last name combined. You know, my name is John, but I'm of the family Smith, okay? I don't have a last name. And so when you walk in front of a judge, he asks you to state your name for the record. There you go. You just identified yourself as the trust. So now the judge says, well, that trust is our property, so sit down, shut up. You are now the property. You are the trust. So every one of us are already living in trust. We've been operating under this trust, which is, go flip your money over. On the back of your money, there's the name In God We Trust. It's nothing to do with the American people putting their faith and trust in God. It's the name of a trust. And I can prove it to you. Go to Pennsylvania and you can look it up. It's registered with the Secretary of State. The In God We Trust is registered there, doing business as USA Incorporated. Okay? There you go. So all of us are under a trust. Okay? Your legal name.
So wait. So this trust that they got.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember, you know, it's USA Inc., you know, after the Depression, they kind of declared bankruptcy and started over and kind of we getting screwed because bankers and lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
But you go there and it'll say, In God We Trust is a trust.
That's right. Because any legal entity ending with the word trust is a trust. You cannot...
In God we.
Yes, it's called In God We. Exactly. Yeah.
You sons of man.
Exactly.
You know that. No, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
But more importantly, Ern, it's a religion. Okay, it's a religion. Flip the dollar back over to the front, and you'll see all of these Freemason symbols. Well, there's no secret that Freemasonry has already been exposed as being the secret religion of Satan. So they brought us all under this religion. Okay, called Freemasonry. And so we don't even know it, but we're operating all of our lives. And I tell people the root cause of all your problems, your financial problems, is that you have been operating all of your life under the wrong kind of trust. It's called the In God We Trust. So all corporations, LLCs, and your legal person, which is a United States Trust account, all comes under the In God We Trust. But when we set up a separate trust, a non-statutory trust, okay, let's call it a Mike.
Define that. I see that a lot in your writings, non-statutory trust. Okay,
right.
What's statutory? What's non-statutory?
Okay, so those of you who don't know, the United States is not a country and a nation. You know that, right? It's a federal corporation. And it's defined in the United States Code. So the United States Code or the U.S. Code, or commonly referred to as the USC, okay, your local state statutes, your penal codes for your states, these are all statutes and codes. This is not real law. Those are only prima facie evidence of law, okay? And this is not really truly the intent of Congress, but what they've done is they've reinterpreted the law and created these statutes. And so... So when we're saying statutory law, it could be your IRS law. IRS law typically will be under Title 26 of the United States Code. That's where you're going to find everything to do with the IRS. And so those are statutes. But when I say non-statutory, it means that we are not under this statutory law jurisdiction. Okay, the law that I'm under and that the trust that we're going to set up is under is called common law, or also some people call it a natural law, constitutional law, God's law. Do no harm to others and their property. Okay, it's very important that you suffix it with do no harm to others, because there's another common law out there that's called statutory common law, Vatican common law. We want nothing to do with that. So when we basically... If you typically read your banking agreement, it's going to say that this bank account or this trust is under the laws of the state of Arizona. So what we're doing is we're setting up the trust, that the trust is under common law right of contract, but within the state of Arizona. So jurisdiction is, in law, jurisdiction is everything. Everything, okay? So... And contract is loan, loss contract. That's all you have to understand. So every one of us have the right to determine and decide under which jurisdiction we want to operate our lives. Or if you want to go and set up your own person or your own trust, okay, you can choose to bring it under statutory law, to bring it under common law. All right, and so judge.
What happens when the government chooses to not?
Well. You know, again, Christ gave us a choice. He said, render unto Caesar, render unto God. Make your choice. Who do you want to serve? Under which God do you want to operate under? Okay? Because we, the people, are the currency.
No, I understand this, but there's a lot of, you know, and I'm sure you've come across this, as, you know, a lot of us engaging with the man have, is that if you're going to assert something, if you're going to advocate for your position being whatever it is, and they don't like it, you're going to have to defend it. You're gonna have, because if you don't defend it, you don't got it.
Absolutely, you have to know where you stand. You have to be able to not to have them knock you out of your square. And in my own experience of life, which I can share with you in just a little bit, I have put it to the test myself many years ago. I've been at this for about 15 years, and I've gamed the system. I've dealt with it.
Okay, let's talk about that. First thing before I forget, though, Donna. You know, what I want you to do is in near the top of this, put in the link to the interview with David Webb. because this is definitely interfaces with that. And then put the link to this show on David Webb's archive, and for more of how to, you know, do trust, whatever, just, you know, put that in. Because I think they cross-reference each other.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of the things that you're talking about, mm-hmm. he was talking high finance and how, you know, your stuff became their stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same freaking thing. You know, they want, you know, you'll own nothing because they got it all.
Because it's all wrapped under that all, not necessarily all caps main, but first, middle, last name is not you, okay? You think it's you. You're operating your life on you. And that's how the scam works, is they've got to.
Scam. Lion's access is not.
Yeah, well, look, in first grade, they look how they taught people to write their name in block letters. Why? Because in the government system, every government system, okay, they don't have your name. They have the name of a trust account. You are just, you know, we're just dumb enough to come and say, that's me, that's me. And the name on the driver's license, John Henry Smith, yeah, that's me. No, that's not you. That's a trust dummy. And what your relationship is in respect to that trust is that you should always identify yourself as being the beneficiary of that trust. Okay? Now, we'll get into trust because I oftentimes, when I speak to an audience, I ask them, did any one of you in this room ever have a class in high school and college about trust? And I don't get any hands going up.
Oh,
well, that's the most important thing that all of us should have been taught. That's the most essential. Because if you don't understand that the way that your commercial title is a trust and that you're currently operating in trust, then that's how you've been taken advantage of. Because now you go and you open up a bank account in the name of John Henry Smith, and guess what, guys? John Henry Smith does not belong to you. You're just a quasi-custodian over John Henry Smith.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
If I was to open a bank account, because we just left, we had, you know, it's a bank of whatever, Bank of Arizona, then it went Bank of America, okay? And just last year, I think it was before the turn of the 22, I think the last day, like 31st or something, the 30th, Friday, we go in, and I go, and I break with thee.
Mm-hmm.
And we took all our money, deposits that we're doing, into a credit union that's here, Southwest, or whatever the heck, it doesn't matter. I just want to get out of Bank of America, because I know that they're going to be one of the first to freaking fold, and here it comes, you know. So, matter of fact, we get a bunch of news on, yeah, they're going down, but the... When they do that, they take all the goody with them because you are this, you know, this trust thing that they, you totally agreed when you open the bank account and you sign. It's like your iTunes agreement changes every week, you know. And you know, I totally agree to whatever the heck it was. Well, when you buy a house, you just they put little stickers and arrows to sign here, and you're just whipping through it, and you know, attack your.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it does all this kind of stuff using this verbiage. If you, and which I've done in the past, I have questions. What the hell is this? Hey, man, if you want to do it, you got. Okay, well, this time is different. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. If I were to do, okay, a good example. In the 90s, they were doing this rights reserved UCC thing, Universal Commercial Code.
Yeah.
I'm not in your contract or whatever. So you could either cite it or you can just write rights reserved. So on my driver's license right now, I pull it out. I mean, you can't hardly see it on the license, but on the actual application, Ernest Rights Reserved Hancock. You know, now there was a time in the 90s when people were doing that and they would get civil violations, like a contract with the city of, for a traffic stop or ran a red light or whatever the heck, speeding or something. So you would go in and you say, you know, I'm rights reserved. I'm not entered into a contract with the city. You can't preponderance of the evidence of a civil violation, not a criminal. Because they used to be misdemeanors back until, oh, the late 80s, early 90s, they were misdemeanors. You know, it was a criminal thing. Well, now I want a jury, and that cop lied, and, you know, whatever. They did. You know, the preponderance of the evidence that you violated the law was him writing you the ticket. So you're guilty, 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 you know. So I could see why they did this. Preponderance of the evidence is the legal stand, not beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's preponderance. The policeman is that preponderance of the evidence, heavily weighted against you, and life sucks for you, you're guilty. So I understood this. It became a thing. People were doing it. The judges were dismissing them. Oh, well, they figured it out. We're done. Then the Attorney General in Arizona, Grant Woods at the time, goes and rendered a decision or opinion that went to the Department of Motor Vehicles, which used to be headed at the time by Russell Pierce, which later became President of the Senate, you know, Republican. Well, I remember when this was going on, because I'm politically active and you're doing whatever. And what they did is they said, not that you can't do it, it's just this driver's license thing. If you anything other than signing your name, but rights reserved, we don't accept the application. You're not able to opt out. We're not going to let you opt out. Mm-hmm. They started to see what was going on.
Yeah.
Then later, they started letting these, you know, remote areas in a strip center, you can get your title and registration, your driver's license done. By the time they did that, these people, they don't know any different. Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. We just processed it, and nobody sent us a memo. We don't care. So people stopped doing it. They were threatened. They didn't let it get viral, that kind of thing. So then, once I could go and do that again, then I renewed my driver's license again till I'm dead. You know how many gazillion years you get them for now. And I go in, and I go, Ernest, rights reserved, Hancock. Now, if I was to do this in the future, you know, and of course there are, you know, the caps and all this kind of stuff on my driver's license. If I was to say I am Ernest Theodore, and I'm the third, so I might say that too, Ernest Theodore, the third of the family Hancock, can I fill out interfaces with the government that way?
Yeah. So what I would do if I were to renew my driver's license, I would sign my name. Okay, just put down the word. The capital B, lowercase y, colon, in front of your signature. That creates a separation. Then sign, and then say, comma, beneficiary, okay? And that's, now you can write other things like all rights reserved, UCC 1-3, or whatever, reserve your rights. Nobody can force you into slavery. Every man has the right to reserve their rights.
But we're not giving you your driver's license, boy!
You're
not going to be able to, you see my point?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Once they start to figure it out, you know, they're like, oh, no, you're not allowed to escape. You know, so, but I'm pointing that out because I went through this before.
Right.
This was, 25 years ago or something.
Exactly.
You know, 30 years ago. So this is, they know that some people know.
Yep.
So then they started bringing in judges. They called them patriot judges. Mm-hmm. And usually it was some pro tem or, you know, a magistrate
that
was retired or something. They bring him in, you know, and this is when you started hearing this.
Yeah.
There's no constitution in my courtroom.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's when that started. I was like, when the heck did that start?
I have found from my experience that when you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Basically, what they do is they'll throw something at you, hoping that you're going to turn around with your tail between your legs. But you have got to stick with it. You have got to not take no for an answer. And if they cannot knock you out of that square, they will capitulate. It works every time.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.